All uses are church uses. Week 6, Day 3. Uses are where conjugal love becomes real. Footnote. In New Church doctrine, the word conjugal refers to marriage in general. However, since true married love is so rare, see Conjugal Love 58, and so precious, see Conjugal Love 457, we often reserve the term conjugal for love truly conjugal. Genesis 24, verse 60. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, be thou for thousands of 10,000s, and may thy seed possess the gate of those that hate thee." Conjugal Love 65. Conjugal love is as the parent, and all other loves are as the offspring. Hence it is that from the marriages of the angels in the heavens, spiritual offspring are generated, which are generations of love and wisdom, or of good and truth. Conjugal Love 115. The wisdom that men, vir, have from the Lord knows no greater delight than to transmit its truths. And the love of wisdom that wives have in heaven knows no greater pleasure than to receive them as though in a womb, and thus to conceive them, carry them, and give them birth. That is what spiritual procreations are like among angels of heaven. And if you would believe it, natural procreations come also from the same origin. Comment. While Swedenborg was meditating on conjugal love, two married partners came to him and told him how being useful focuses, strengthens, and kindles their love. Conjugal Love 137. They said, "We have been now for ages married partners, and continually in the flower of age in which you see us now. Our first state was as the first state of a virgin in youth when they unite in marriage, and we then believed that state was the very blessedness of our life. But we heard from others in our heaven, and afterwards we ourselves perceived that that was a state of heat, not tempered with light, and that it would successively be tempered, as the husband is perfected in wisdom, and the wife loves that wisdom in the husband. And that this is accomplished by uses, and according to them, the uses, both of them, by mutual aid, perform in the society. And delights follow according as heat and light, or wisdom and its love, are tempered. A warmth as of spring breathed upon you as we drew near, because conjugal love and springtime heat in our heaven act as one. For with us heat is love, and the light with which heat is united is wisdom. And use is as the atmosphere which contains both of them in its bosom. What are heat and light without a containment? So what are love and wisdom without their use? The conjugal is not in them, because the subject in which they might be does not exist. In heaven, where the heat is of springtime, there is love truly conjugal." He further said, "With us in heaven there is perpetual light. Hence it is that the heat and light proceeding from our sun make perpetual spring. And our Lord, through the eternal union of heat and light, breathes forth nothing else than uses. Thence also are the germinations on your earth, and the mating of your birds and animals in the springtime. For the springtime heat opens their interiors, even to their very inmosts, which are called their souls, and affects them and imparts its conjugal, and causes their prolific inclination to come into its delights by continual endeavor to produce the fruits of use, and the use is the propagation of their kind. But with people, there is perpetual influx of springtime heat from the Lord. Therefore, they can, at any time, even in midwinter, enjoy the delights of marriage. For men, vir, were created receptions of light, that is, of wisdom, from the Lord. And women were created receptions of heat, that is, of the love of the wisdom of the man, from the Lord." And they added, "No one knows the blessed delights of conjugal love, but he who rejects the horrid delights of adultery. And no one can reject them unless he is wise from the Lord. And no one has wisdom from the Lord, unless he performs uses from the love of use." Questions and comments. 1. It is said that a husband and wife both perform uses by mutual aid. What picture does that give of marriage in heaven? What might that look like? 2. As it wraps up, Conjugal Love 137 presents a series of choices that flow in a logical order. What is the best way to get ready for enjoying the blessed delights of marriage in heaven?